The latest from podnews.net. Podcasting made $479 million in US ad revenue last year. That's according to the IAB and PwC. And it's an increase of 53% year on year. It's estimated as well that the industry will be making over $1 billion by 2021. For comparison, BIA Kelsey estimate US terrestrial commercial radio to have earned $14.2 billion in 2018. SiriusXM satellite radio earned a further $5.8 billion. As predicted, Apple will create a brand new Apple Podcasts app for Mac OS, which will come in version 10.15 of the operating system called Catalina. However, iTunes will continue as you know it on Windows machines. The new app also clearly displays chapter points, which is nice. Apple also announced that podcast progress will be synced between devices and the availability of full text transcript search as well. Google already offers both of those features, but here's Craig Federighi, the SVP of Software Engineering, announcing it in the main keynote.
Let's turn our attention to podcast. It brings a dedicated podcast listening experience to the Mac. And it features all the great features you're used to in iOS, like Listen Now, where you can see new episodes and keep track of your listening across all of your devices. And it has a great new feature, and it has to do with search. You know, sometimes you hear about something on the radio, maybe, or a new podcast, something on the news, and you think, oh, I want to hear more about that, but you're not sure what show it was on, or even that it appeared in the title. Well, now we use machine learning to index the contents of the spoken content of podcasts. So now you can search that content and find the podcast with just a few clicks in the app. It's great.
Also from Apple's WWDC, in the next version of iOS on the iPhone and iPod Touch, Apple Podcasts will be on the front screen, right next to one of the most used apps in the world, the App Store, notes Vox Media's Zach Kahn in a tweet. He says this will help first-time listeners discover podcasts. And they also announced that Watch OS, the operating system on the Apple Watch, will be capable of operating without an attached phone, and will also have access to a new streaming API. Daniel J. Lewis notes that this could be great for podcast consumption with only an Apple Watch. In other news, as we reported yesterday, Tim Ferriss has made a decision to ditch the ads and just take donations for his podcast. Is that a wise move? Amira Valiani does the maths to take a look. ITV, the UK commercial television company, has signed a 2-year agreement for its podcasts to be placed in the Global Player, a radio and podcast app from Global, the UK commercial radio company. ITV have also signed with Global's DAX advertising platform. Target Spot has inked a deal with Signal. The integration with the Signal identity platform, the company says, enables Target Spot to precisely target the right listener at the right moment on the right device. Surely in the right spot. Golden age of podcasting cliche news now, as B&T publishes an opinion piece from Acast's Australia and New Zealand boss Henrik Isaacson, who predicts the next chapter in the Australian podcast market. WARC also interviews Edison Research's Tom Webster on podcasting's route to mass media. And an event for you, a podcast festival in Lisbon, in Portugal. It's called Pods, at least it is in English, and it's on the 9th of November. Three new podcasts to tell you about this week. The History of Stand-Up returns for a new season today. Letters of Love in World War II is a true story from the Second World War, brought to life to mark the 75th anniversary of the D-Day landings this week, written by Anna Priestland. And the NAB podcast from the US National Association of Broadcasters this week has a special guest, our editor. That's me. A 22-minute romp round the world in terms of podcasting. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.